till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The
G Factor Jr. is playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Alba.
Hi, I'm Cole. Time flies
by. Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Why not Wake Up Radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9.
Hello.
Hello. You saying hello, Cora? No, Cora's a grumpy four-year-old. Right, morning, everybody. This is our new time. If you're listening live, we're coming on at 8 now. We've done a swap with the next show, and because I'm up early, and they don't need to be up as early. So this makes sense. And what's been going on this week, girls? Alba, what's been going on this week?
Easter.
Easter? Because we did our show last Saturday, so did anything happen last Sunday?
Easter.
Yeah, and what did we do?
Easter hunt.
We did do an Easter hunt, Cora, well done. And what did we get on our Easter hunt?
Lots of chocolate eggs.
And who ate all the chocolate eggs?
We haven't eaten all of them.
That's very good. We don't want to eat them all just yet, do we? Save them. But me and Mummy might have been helping. So it's good, isn't it? Right, and what else happened this week? Did you stay somewhere this week?
We went for a sleepover.
Whoa. Who's not had a sleepover before?
Cora.
Cora. This is your first sleepover. And whose house were you at?
Alice's.
Sienna's.
Sienna's.
And Alice's.
Oh, right. Well, I hope they'll be listening live or they'll listen to this again. So, and it was good fun. Yeah. And did you help, because they're on a farm, aren't they? What did you help with?
Well, I went in the truck.
You went in the truck?
In the morning we went in the truck and me and Alessi standed at the back. Because there wasn't any room in the front.
You stood in the back of the truck?
I was in the front.
You were in the front?
And we got to pat the dogs.
What dogs?
They had dogs.
I thought they had cows.
No, they had dogs.
Oh, they don't have cows?
They do.
They milk the dogs?
No, they do have cows and dogs.
Cows and dogs?
Two.
Strange. How many dogs?
Two.
Do you know their names? Ooh.
Sally and
Sally.
But I forgot the other one.
Oh, that's good. You know one of them. I don't know any of them.
But Sally's the littlest, but she's really fast, and the little one's older, and he's not very fast.
Ah.
And Sally's Alessi's dog.
Oh, really?
And Jay's.
Okay, they share it. That's good. What about you, Cora? What was your favourite bit? Was it riding in the truck? Yeah? Did you tell the cow joke? What's your cow joke?
We forgot.
Oh, can you tell me your cow joke?
Why did a cow cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to movies.
Well done. Right, so, what are we going to talk about today, kids?
Koalas.
Yeah.
Koalas.
Okay.
Can we do that, koala?
Yeah. That's fine. Maybe. So, we've got a few random songs about koalas. Also, we will touch very lightly the fact that it's Anzac Day tomorrow. Well, Monday, but tomorrow there'll be a lot of celebrations, I'm sure, as well as Monday.
And at Foursquare, they're selling poppies.
Oh, there you go, they're selling poppies. And I'm sure they're selling them at other places in Raglan too, not just Foursquare. But yeah, if you definitely know where they are, they're there. Right, let's listen to Koala by The Wiggles.
Koala, koala, koala bye. Koala, koala, koala bye.
Koala up in the tree.
Koala bye.
Do you feel like some
leaves? Koala bye.
go. That was a couple of extra things. What's got? I've got minions. It's all gone a bit weird with Spotify. Right, now we've got a little
learn
thing.
About koalas.
Yeah, this is all about koalas for kids, koalas for children on free school on YouTube. So we'll have a little look. If there's anything that's a bit boring, we will ad lib for you. So we find out.
Let's learn about koalas. Although you may have heard them called koala bears, koalas are not bears at all. Like bears, koalas are mammals, which means they are warm-blooded, have fur, and feed their babies milk. Unlike bears, koalas are a special kind of mammal called marsupials. Marsupials have pouches to carry their babies in for a few months after they are born. Kangaroos are probably the most famous marsupials, but koalas have pouches too. Baby koalas are called joeys. When they are born, they are only about the size of a jelly bean. They have no fur and their eyes and ears are closed. Koala joeys will stay in their mother's pouches for about 6 months. Once a baby koala comes out of the pouch, it will hang onto its mother's back or stomach and stay with her for another 6 months. Full-grown koalas reach lengths of 24 to 33 inches, or 60 to 85 centimeters, and weights of up to 33 pounds or 15 kilograms, although the females are usually much smaller. Koalas are native to eastern Australia, where the eucalyptus forest they call their home.
So the weight of a koala, that's as heavy as a 3- and 4-year-old. 14 kilos. So you can get koalas as big as Cora.
Home grow. They are herbivores and eat almost exclusively eucalyptus leaves. Although there are about 600 types of eucalyptus trees in Australia, koalas will only eat about 120 of them. And an individual koala will only eat leaves from about 4 to 6 types. Eucalyptus trees are both food and a home for koalas. Koalas have short, curved claws, ideal for climbing trees, and 2 thumbs on their front paws that help them to grip small branches. They rarely even come to the ground to drink. The name koala is from an Aboriginal word meaning no drink, because koalas get most of their water from the leaves they eat. Koalas spend almost all of their time in the treetops, eating, or more likely, sleeping. Koalas usually sleep between 18 and 22 hours a day. It takes a lot of energy to digest eucalyptus leaves. Eucalyptus leaves...
So kids, just so you know, there's only 24 hours in a day, so they're only awake for between 2 and 6 hours a day. That's pretty much not even as long as school at the most. 2 hours, that's like a Disney movie and an episode of Pokemon. That's how long they're awake, then they go back to sleep. And they have to eat and do all that stuff. Go to the toilet.
They are poisonous to most animals, but koalas have an extra long digestive system that allows them to break down the leaves without being hurt by the poison. Although koalas are not currently endangered, they are in trouble. Once, they were hunted in large numbers for their soft fur. Although they are protected now, they need plenty of eucalyptus trees, about 100 trees per koala, to have enough food to eat. As the forests they live in are cut down by humans, koalas have fewer and fewer places to live. If we want to make sure that koalas stay healthy and happy, we need to protect their habitats so they have enough trees to call home. I hope you enjoyed learning about koalas today. Goodbye till next time.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. We learned lots there, didn't we?
Yep.
Right.
And me and Cora already knew some.
What did you already know?
That koalas have the leaves in the... The leaves have water in the trees.
There's water in the leaves, and that's where they get their water from. Yeah.
I don't know.
You didn't know that? Oh, you do now, don't you? Now you do. Right, let's put another koala song on. Still the kids show, G Factor Juniors, playing to you live Saturday morning in Raglan. This is a show about koalas. And the song we've got now is called Koala by Oliver Heldens. It's a banging tune. Quite a good tune, this. Well, it looks nice in Raglan if you're listening live. I have to get the paddleboard out today, kids.
Another koala facts.
Oh, let's get it ready.
G'day guys, Michael here from the Roo Keepers Mobile Zoo, and welcome to episode 1 of Wild Kids, where we check out the animals that call our zoo home. So stay tuned, because today we're going to learn about all things koalas. Wow. Isn't my job the hardest in the world, getting to cuddle koalas like this on a daily basis, but I don't take it for granted. Now, Winnie here, she's a southern koala, so she's found in the southern parts of Australia, so down here in Victoria and then up the coast towards New South Wales as well. The main difference between our koalas and the tropical koalas, the ones found up north, is that our koalas have these really beautiful thick coats of fur. So I think that our koalas look so much cuter than the Queensland koalas because they are big and buffy. Now, Winnie's only quite young. She will double in size, so she does have lots of growing to do, and the males do get a little bit bigger than the females. The oldest koala to ever live was a female, and her name was Sarah, and she lived to 24 years old, although most of the time it's around 15 years. So a koala is a marsupial, which means that they have a pouch on their belly and they give birth to immature young. By immature, I don't mean laughing at fart jokes immature. I mean that when they're born, they're the size of a jelly bean, and these guys have no fur, and their eyes are fused closed, their arms and their legs are half grown, they're half sort of developed, and they will crawl into mum's pouch, and that's where they develop. Now, a koala will leave its mum, will start to leave its mum after about 6 months, and then after about 12 months, it will become fully independent and go off and live by itself. Koalas can breed every year, but usually they will have babies or joeys every 2 years. Now, koalas have adapted to quite a strange diet. Us as humans, we eat delicious food, chocolate, pizza. Koalas, they're stuck with these gum leaves. Now, the reason why koalas are so tired all the time is because this gum leaf contains next to no energy. So the only energy that Winnie here gets from her leaf, she spends sleeping or moving around to find more food. Koalas are mostly active from about 10 o'clock at night till 2 o'clock in the morning. They are night owls, and in that time they will find suitable gum trees to feed. They do eat up to 1 kilogram of gum leaves every single day, and because of that they poo up to 200 times. What a pet. Now, Winnie is half awake at the moment. I've woken her up for this shoot, but she probably would rather be sleeping or eating. But she does sleep for roughly about 18 to 20 hours a day. I usually say that's the same amount as a teenager. One of the biggest problems with koalas is overpopulation. Where we find koalas, places like the Otways, it is absolutely packed to the brim with koalas, and there's just not enough food or trees to sustain them. One of the scariest things about Winnie is she does have 30 teeth and quite a strong jaw pressure, but the thing that scares me the most is her claws. These guys live up trees, so they have to be able to climb straight up vertical trees, so have a look at those very, very sharp claws. It's quite a sad story because koalas 200 years ago, when we first came to Australia, we had over 2 million koalas. Now it's an estimated anywhere from 80 to 100,000 koalas left in the wild. So we have to do something to save them. The main reason for that is habitat destruction. Now, we all love to live near the beach, and koalas, their habitat is Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland, and small parts of South Australia as well. Now, we're cutting down their trees to build our houses, and that necessarily doesn't kill the koalas, but it will push them into other koalas' territories where they don't get along too well, or into urban environments where they just don't adapt. One of the things that you can do to help save Winnie here today is to buy recycled toilet paper. It doesn't seem like much, but we cut down their habitats to help wipe out bottoms, and it's easily avoidable. So next time you go to the supermarket, make sure you tell mum to buy recycled toilet paper, and we can help save their habitat. Alright, so it looks like Winnie's about to go to sleep, so we're going to wrap the video up there, but I hope you guys enjoyed this video and learned something new about koalas. One thing that we can do to save koalas is switch to recycled toilet paper and office paper as well. So make that switch, and thanks for watching.
What do you think of that, Alba?
Good.
So what's the one thing you need to remember? What did he say?
We use toilet paper.
We should all be using recycled toilet paper. Yeah, when you go shopping, because the normal toilet paper, they keep cutting down trees and things to make it. But we can use other things. So when we do the recycling, yesterday we put our recycling out, all the paper and the cardboard, that'll go off and that could become toilet paper. So all the boxes that all your food comes in, and cereals, all your drawings when you finish them, we put them in the paper. That could get turned into toilet paper and you could be wiping your bottom with it. And saving a koala. So every time you draw a picture, you're kind of saving a koala in a way, as long as that paper comes from somewhere else. It gets very complicated. Right, Let's put something else in. This is Koala Koala John Williamson. Let's see what this sounds like.
Koala, koala, we love you, but we chop down your home and you run. Koala, koala, where do you go when we take your gum tree away? Please don't run on the road and please don't cry. Help is on its way. We're gonna learn what makes you die. Gonna send in some money today. But we chop down your home and you run. Koala, koala, where do you go when we take your gum tree away? You can't dig a hole or live in a roof or hang from a big fig tree. If I plant you a special eucalypt, will you come and live with me? They used to be everywhere. What a paradise it could be. A walk in the bush could be heaven. Bring the dream time back to me. Koala, koala, we love you, but we chop down your home and you run. Koala, koala, where do you go when we take your gum tree away? Yeah, we're gonna learn what makes you die. Gonna send in some money today. Gonna send in some money today. Gonna send in some money today. I'm a papa koala, sitting in a tree. I'm a papa koala, chewing on some leaves. I'm a papa koala, hanging in a tree. A papa koala with his family. He's a papa koala, walla, papa koala, walla, papa koala, walla. He's a papa koala, walla, papa koala, walla, papa koala. Hey! I'm a mama koala, sitting in a tree. I'm a mama koala, chewing on some leaves. I'm a mama koala, hanging in a tree. A mama koala with her family. She's a mama koala, walla, mama koala, walla, mama koala, walla. She's a mama koala, walla, mama koala, walla, mama koala. Hey!
I'm a baby koala in my mama's pouch. I'm a baby koala. Here I'm safe and sound. I'm a baby koala with my family. I'm a baby koala and they call me a Joey.
We're koalas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla.
Hey!
We're koalas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla. Koalas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla.
Hey!
We're koalas, koala, walla, wallas, koala, walla, wallas, koala.
Now we're going. Wait, what do I say?
How koalas stay cool.
We'll be right back. and this is SciShow Kids. It's kind of warm in here. And unless you happen to be a robotic rat, you probably get hot from time to time. Us humans and lots of other animals do too. And different animals have different tricks for keeping cool. In the summer, for example, I like to play soccer. And by the end of the game, after all that kicking and running around, my hair and my face are wet with sweat. Sweat, my friends, is one of the best things your body will ever do. Our skin makes sweat when we get hot because as the sweat dries, it cools us down. But the thing is, not all animals can sweat like we do. Dogs, for example, can only sweat through the parts of their bodies that aren't covered in fur, like the pads of their paws. So to keep cool, they lick their noses and they pant. That's when dogs take a lot of short, quick breaths with their tongue sticking out. As the moisture on their tongues and noses dries, it cools them down. A lot like when your sweat dries. But you know who has an even bigger problem keeping cool? Koalas. Koalas live in parts of Australia where it can get really hot and dry, especially in the summer. But koalas can't sweat! And when it gets really hot, they don't like to lick themselves because doing that can use up a lot of water in their bodies. And when you live in a hot, dry place, water can be really hard to come by. And that's why koalas don't normally drink very much. Instead, they usually get the water they need from the leaves they eat. But if koalas can't sweat, and they don't like to lick themselves or pant like a dog, then what's a hot koala to do? Well, just recently, scientists have figured out how koalas keep cool. They hug trees. You heard me right. For a long time, scientists have noticed that koalas spend a lot of their time with their arms wrapped around the trunk or branch of a tree. That might not seem so surprising because koalas do spend almost all their time in the trees, but there are plenty of other animals, like some monkeys, that live in trees too. But they don't feel the need to hug trees all the time. What scientists discovered is that even when the weather's hot, the trees are usually a lot cooler than the air around them. So by spreading as much of their bodies against the tree as possible, koalas can cool themselves down without losing water by licking themselves or panting. Clever koalas. Thanks for joining me on SciShow Kids. Check back later in the week for more videos about animals and all things science.
There you go. Who knew that by hugging trees you can stay cool?
No.
That's what koalas do. And they don't lose water by sweating and all these other things. Isn't that clever?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get another koala song on. That's a bit slow, that one. Don't like that one. Right. Cora wants shotgun.
Now.
Shotgun.
Ooh. How do you sing it?
Shotgun.
Get the guitar out later and sing along.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll
be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like it's someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone.
This is about kangaroos and koalas.
Yeah, we're up to kangaroo speed, Martin. What's with the weird laugh?
Wasn't me.
Sounded just like an Australian kookaburra bird.
That's because it's the cool new kookaburra horn Aviva designed.
Sweet.
Okay, you can stop honking now.
I only honked once.
Looks like the horn attracted a real one.
All right, we know it's your turf, kookaburra. We're moving on.
Whoa, we found them.
Red kangaroos.
Yeah, the males are red, but check out the females. Female red kangaroos are blue.
Be out in a second. I'm setting up the digital measuring meter so I can get the distance of their leaps.
So, Chris, how many roos does it take to hop over your head before you look up?
Huh? Whoa, got it! That last one just leaped 12 meters. That's about half a meter shy of the max jump distance of the red kangaroo, the greatest jumpers in the creature world.
Incredible! I'm gonna add that leg power to your creature power suits.
Cool!
Jumping, over and out.
Hey, you might be small, but I think that last hop was almost a meter high.
40 centimeters to be exact.
I'm gonna call you Hopster. So you want to take me on, huh? You're a tough little guy, aren't you?
He's got to practice. For a kangaroo, kickboxing is as important as breathing and eating because... Ooh, nice one, Hopster. He got you good, Martin.
Hey, Hopster, where are you going? We didn't even finish round one.
Probably didn't want to hurt you.
Now here's what kickboxing is all about. One male roo saying to the other, I'm tougher than you.
So, for kangaroos, the best kickboxer gets to be the top roo of the mob.
I wouldn't go near that boxing match. One kick from those powerful hind legs could cause a serious stomach ache.
Oh! It's a good thing kangaroos have an extra thick layer of skin on their belly to absorb blows like that one. Good luck, Challenger. If you win, you'll take over as Roo Boss. Oh, and the Roo Boss wins and stays head of the mob.
Says here koalas are herbivores, meaning they only eat plants. And the plant they eat the most is the eucalyptus.
Really?
No, Jimmy! They're poisonous, unless you're a koala with a very specialized digestive system that takes out the poisons and flushes it out your liver.
Why do the koalas seem so tired? It's not time for bed.
Because it takes a lot out of their system to digest the leaves, so they sleep a lot.
I think I'll stick to what my stomach is specialized to eat, pizza.
Bro, we should probably take a break and eat something to keep up our strength.
Looks like Koala Balloon agrees with you, dude. He's hungry, too. Oh, that's not a koala's kind of leaf. He's a picky eater.
Yeah, koalas only eat eucalyptus leaves, and they don't grow in the desert.
Wait a minute. My survival pack. I've got all kinds of leaves in there.
What? Why?
Because I'm Martin Kratt, well-prepared creature adventurer.
Huh. All right.
Oak leaves. Mango leaves. Fake leaves. But no eucalyptus leaves. Oh, wait. I have eucalyptus oil and our sandwiches.
But what about Koala Balloon? He's got nothing to eat.
Then what's he chewing? Yeah, it's a eucalyptus leaf.
Wait. Koalas have a pouch in their mouth to store food when they need to move to a safer location.
He brought a snack with him.
Now we can all have lunch together.
Koala Balloon!
Koala Balloon!
Oh, he's cute, but he sure knows how to put the sand in sandwich.
Ugh. I've heard of crunchy peanut butter, but never crunchy jelly.
Oh.
Want to hear something cool?
I'd rather drink something cool, but go for it.
Koalas also get their water from eucalyptus leaves.
When they have dew or rain on them?
Nope. The water is actually part of the leaves.
Wow. Eucalyptus leaves are a one-stop food and drink shop for koalas.
Cool, hope you enjoyed that. There you go, bit of koala, bit of kangaroos thrown in with the koalas there. So there you go, koalas have a little pouch in their mouth where they store food for when they're moving around in case they get hungry. Didn't know that, did we? There we go. Right, okay, coming to the end now. We can tidy up nicely so we can let the guys get in for their show. And Alba wanted to do a bit of Greatest Showman. So I'm going to do Rewrite the Stars. Hope you had a nice time, folks. Catch you next time. Listen to us on the podcast on Spotify. We'll be on there now. And also on Ragged Commuter Radio. Catch you soon.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. I know you want me, so don't keep saying our hands are tied. You claim it's not in the cards, fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we rewrite the stars? Say you were made to be mine. Nothing could keep us apart. You'd be the one I was meant to find. It's up to you and it's up to me. No one can say what we get to be. So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the one
walls that we can't walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me.
A secret I tried to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
G Factor Jr. is playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Alba.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
Why not wake up radio?
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Now that's what I call music by DJ G Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music from 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 till 9 at night, or anytime on Listen Again. Rock, pop, dance, drum and bass, R&B, hip hop, indie, and much, much more. Now that's what I call music.
Now
that's what I call